Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. I'm Emily Blue with co-host Deanne Lack. Thank you for joining us. Whether it's the beginning of your day or the end of your day personally, we want you to sit back and relax as we inspire and uplift your lives. Here's Erica Campbell featuring Lecrae with Help. Right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, brand new day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Oh, hands up high. EC, Lecrae.
Yeah. I confess. SOS, I need you daily. Can't lie, say the pain don't faze me. My God, who gon' help these babies? Dysfunctional, but I'm functioning. I'm just wondering if your signs and wonders might wander in and get me out the hole that I stumbled in. Well, I try, and Lord know I cry. Help, you know I'm tired. Need a helping hand to get me out the fire. My.
Been in the fire so long, I can't get burned no more. I thought you was putting out the flame, but it was rain from the storm. Thoughts over my head, making me stress all day long. They won't let me rest, gas on my chest. I ain't that strong. I need a lifeline right now. 911 won't do. My back against the wall now. Done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail. I'm lost without your help. I need help. Oh, Lord, I need your help. 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 Ooh, help. Ooh, Lord. But it ain't about my will, it's all about what you want. Your family used to be first, things getting worse in my home. My brother is hurt, we need a word, it's too far gone. I need a lifeline right now, 911 won't do. My back against the wall now, done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail, I'm lost without your
help now, see,
I feel left out, I can't tell my right from my left now. But my mama's crying cause my daddy's dying. He got pains all in his chest now. My daughter's having these nightmares. I might be wrong, but I'm right here, yeah. I'm trying to hold on when my hands hurt or the ropes out. Cause when life fights, it don't fight fair. So I'm leaning all on these ropes now. And I got hope, but it's low now. So I'm leaning all on these quotes now. Like never leave me, won't forsake me. If you don't help me, I don't make it.
Hey, hey, this is Dr. Kristen Guillory, and you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule only.
Oh,
That was Let Us See with Bravo. And you're listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio. It's time for our Fresh Start segment. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I don't know about you, but last week I felt a shift in the atmosphere. Although we are still in the midst of a global pandemic, an economic crisis, and a reckoning with racial injustice, I want to encourage you to celebrate the shift that has taken place. Psalm 30:5 declares, "For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is light. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." We are experiencing light at the end of the tunnel, and a new day is dawning. Continue to celebrate small victories. Remember those who we have lost during these unprecedented times, and most importantly, be good to yourself. That's our Fresh Start segment. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We are so excited that you have tuned in. We hope you are going to continue to enjoy this month's theme, Healthy, Wealthy You. We're excited. We're just bubbling over with excitement. We Talk Radio is celebrating over 1,500 episodes. Keep tuning in to each of our shows. Here's Imagine Me by Kirk Franklin, right here on the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio.
Thank you. Allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Mother Listening to Brand New Day with Emily Blue on We Talk Radio.
And last, and we're here with the review of our study, The Missing Piece. Have you ever done a puzzle and a big hole sat there glaring right back at you?
It took to get you to completion. But you're stressing over that one missing piece. Finally, out of frustration, you give up searching for that piece, leaving it with a big empty hole or just gathering all the pieces you've pieced together and place them in the box. Have you ever felt like that about your life? Have you ever felt that almost everything is where it needs to be? But there is a hole nagging at you because it hasn't been filled. I know I have. Sometimes, outwardly, we can seem to have it all together. Our look can be almost complete. But inwardly, there is a missing piece. And often, that missing piece is in the form of our relationship with God. Our relationship with Him is more than just believing in Him. It's knowing Him and taking the time throughout the day to read His Word, which tells about Him, who He is, and His promises, what He likes, what He dislikes, what He gives, and what He will not give. May I suggest something in this brand new year? Get closer to God's Word. John 8:31-32 says, "So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, 'If you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' Why do we choose to live life in frustration, struggling to find the missing piece, allowing ourselves to be controlled by those who are filling us with their truth, and not the truth from the Lord? This past year has been a year of stresses for so many people. Sometimes we struggled with obtaining peace because we overlook the peace that gives us peace. Let today be the day you let Jesus make you whole." That's our Renewed Heart segment.
promise to move it. Show me a valley, I'll walk right through it. I ain't worried.
No matter what's thrown at me.
Give me a hurdle, I'll jump right over. Like a game of limbo, I get down lower. I ain't worried. Cause I ain't worried, yeah.
No matter what's wrong with me.
If I'm in trouble, you get me in order. Push me out the boat and I'll walk on water. I ain't worried. No, 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 no. Cause worry.
Music and Conversation Radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. Throughout this month, we have highlighted the theme, Healthy, Wealthy You. And playing Pray and Don't Worry by G.I. was just a dose of medicine that we needed. So hope you enjoyed hearing that. And we hope that We are inspiring you to lead your best life. Deanne and I are so excited to share with you a wonderful person who is doing some incredible things to help others move forward in their health and well-being. Our first guest is board-certified internal medicine physician, equity and inclusion consultant, founder and CEO of Equity Ventures Plus, LLC, author and speaker and healthcare coach. And let me just go ahead and say two things that I can get out of the way. My a fellow SMU alum and my Indian sorority sister from the illustrious Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Let's welcome Dr. Kelly Randall to the Brand New Day family.
Thank you.
You are welcome. It's so good to have you. We're going to just dive right in. So tell our listening audience anything that I forgot to tell you. Go ahead and talk to our audience a little bit more about yourself and what you do in your profession.
Sure. So my name is Dr. Kelly. I am a board-certified internal medicine physician, and more, I guess, specifically, I'm a hospitalist. And so what that means basically is that I practice hospital-based medicine. So I don't have an office, and I don't see patients outside of the hospital setting. So that's pretty much where I practice. I enjoy hospital-based medicine. It keeps me on my toes for sure. Aside from that, I formed Equity Ventures Plus LLC because I have a passion for ending healthcare disparities for Black and Brown communities. I think it's no surprise that there are disparities when it comes to healthcare, but nothing has highlighted that more in recent days and times than COVID. So that's really what I'm passionate about doing is educating on both sides. So educating patients as well as educating those who are in the trenches with me providing health care. So that be nurses, doctors, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, what have you.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Kelly. Mm-hmm. I love that necklace, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I have to represent at all times.
Yeah, I hear that. So What inspired you to go into the medical field?
You know, I have always wanted to be a doctor. Even when I was a little kid, that's all I ever said. That's all I ever was for career day. So it just got to the point where, like, my dad just started buying me medical equipment because, I mean, every year I said the same thing. Like, I was never like, oh, I want to be a police officer. Oh, I want to be a firefighter. Oh, I want to be a teacher. No, every single year I said that. And so I think one of my bigger influences is probably like most 80s kids was Cosby Show. It was the first time that I saw, you know, a doctor that looks like me. And so it just looked like so much fun. So I started off saying I wanted to be a baby doctor, and then I realized what that entailed. And I was like, yeah, no, not so much. But I think that's really where the first seeds were planted. I just thought it was so cool. And I really just caught hold to it and never let it go.
Awesome.
Emily?
Awesome. So, as a healthcare professional, what would you do to encourage people as they navigate their health and well-being during this unprecedented time?
I think it's really important for people to be educated. A lot of times healthcare can be intimidating for people because it's terms that they don't understand. It's a setting that can be intimidating. There's just a lot happening. People don't realize how much baggage they tend to carry, especially when it comes to things like healthcare. Especially as Black and Brown folks, we can be very traumatized by some of our experiences. So I've even had patients say, you know, things like, oh, you know, y'all killed my mama, or, you know, my grandmother came in here and she never left, those types of things. So those types of experiences really impact people and their decisions. And so a lot of times they're afraid to come into those situations, not realizing that there are other factors at play. It wasn't the hospital that killed Big Mama, or it wasn't a particular doctor that did a certain thing, there was a culmination of events. And so I think the biggest thing for people to first do is to be proactive, to be an active participant in your healthcare, to know what your blood sugar is, what it should be, what is your blood pressure, what should it be. Know your family history, very important. A lot of the health problems that we have are genetic, and a lot of things are passed down to us. Our diets are passed down to us. Our activity level or interest in exercise, all of those things can be passed down. And so if you're not in a family that knows enough about, you know, eating nutritional things or is not very health conscious, then you pick up some really poor habits, and then we become adults who have all of these habits that are hard to break because we don't know any better. So I think the first thing to do is to, one, know the state of your health, know what it is and know what it should be, and then get with a doctor, nurse practitioner that you like, you trust, and that can help you get to your goal.
I'm thinking about what's happening with our system and our healthcare system and COVID-19. A lot of people are scared to go to the hospital right now because they're afraid that they're going to be alone and they're going to die alone.
Right.
You know, what do you suggest as it pertains to that? Like any loved ones who may be at home struggling, and they're afraid to go to the doctor, right, or to the hospital because they think they're going to die alone.
I think
or is there help that other relatives can provide?
Well, I would say we are in a very unfortunate situation, but at the same time, had this happened 15, 20 years ago, it would be 10 times worse from the standpoint of technology. I mean, you know, back in the day, your cell phone, you know, if you had one, certainly didn't have the capability for video and live chat. Like, all those things weren't around. And so I know nothing replaces actually being with or next to your loved one, but our phones are capable of doing so much. Most of the hospitals have tablets where you can actually video chat with people. So we have, like, my hospital has iPad that they use, and we can call folks, you know, so that you can at least see your loved one. But, you know, we don't downplay the fact that this is a difficult situation, and it's a, it puts a strain on the situation for sure, something that's already stressful. And then you have to do it, quote, you know, so to speak, alone. But I think healthcare workers are doing a really good job of trying to advocate for patients, of reaching out to their loved ones, you know, bridging that gap, trying to be at the bedside with them, trying to ease and calm their fears. But at the end of the day, if you're having a significant healthcare event, whether it's COVID related or not, and you have to go and be evaluated, because whether you, if you ignore something that you know is problematic, it could definitely make a situation worse and could ultimately cause you to pass away prematurely when there was something that could have been done. So hospitals are still, even though we have a ton of COVID, are still safe places because we take precautions. We've been doing this now for the better part of a year, and we, you know, are very well adjusted now to what our lives are in the hospital setting, so we know how to protect ourselves as best we can, obviously, and to keep our non-COVID patients safe. But I would absolutely suggest that people not be afraid to come in. If we don't need to keep you there, we won't. And I know I pride myself on getting patients home as soon as possible. But if you sit home, you know, the outcome might be the same.
Yeah, yeah. So tell our listening audience more about your latest creation.
My medical journey.
Yes.
Personal
yes,
health care
yes.
medical journey.
Where
can
we
purchase
a copy?
Yes. So this has actually been kind of a labor of love for me, and kind of came out of my experiences as a physician in the inpatient setting. That's a very unique job in that we aren't your doctor, your primary care doctor. We see you in a time of crisis. We see you when there are emergent things that need to be addressed. And so we don't know everything about you. We don't know all the medications you're taking. We see you in a snapshot in time. Your primary care physician that sees you every couple of months or, you know, is checking up on you consistently, you have a different relationship with them, and they know so much more about you. And so what I found over the years is that patients come to the hospital, they don't know what medications they're taking, they don't know why they're taking them, they don't know who prescribed them. They can tell us very little because someone wrote a prescription, they picked it up and just started taking it, and they don't know really why. So much information is necessary for us to adequately take care of patients in the hospital setting. And because it can be so time-consuming to try to call everybody's doctor, because those doctors are busy seeing patients. So we end up having to kind of fill in the gaps and kind of do chart our own territory because we don't really know what's going on with the patients. So what I did was I formulated a journal. It's called My Medical Journey, and it basically was designed to be all-encompassing, to have your medical history here, your family history, your immunization records, your shot records, any allergies you have, what medications you are on presently, if they're discontinued, why was it discontinued, who discontinued it, list your doctors. You know, it's not uncommon to have doctors with the same name or same last name. So who prescribed it? Which Dr. Jones do you see, and what do they see you for? It has a place where you can document what happens at your doctor's office visits. As our family members and loved ones get older, sometimes they don't remember everything. And you say, well, Mama, what did they say? What did they do? And they say, well, I don't know, honey. I don't know, child. I don't remember. And you're like, okay. So now, especially with the way things are with COVID, you can't go to the doctor with loved ones. They have to go on their own. So this journal has a place where they can write down everything that happened at the doctor's office, what changes, if any, were made to their medications, when's their next appointment, what were their labs, what were their vitals while they were there. So anything that happened of significance, they can document it, and they don't have to try to rely on their memory. It's there. There's a place for them to write down hospitalizations because you may go out of town and be in a city you're unfamiliar with, end up at a hospital, and then we can't get the records because we don't know where you went, and neither do you.
Yeah.
So this is a place where you can put pretty much everything related to that, your advanced directives, who is your medical power of attorney. It has a place for you to put documents in the back, has a place for you to put business cards. Our patients that have pacemakers or implantable devices, a place for you to put those cards. So I try to think of everything that is healthcare related that someone would need to know. And the other bonus about that is that, again, as our generation has to step into the role of caregiver now for parents or grandparents, they've been doing their healthcare their whole lives on their own. You may not know every little nuance, but what if they had a tool where, God forbid, they can't remember or they get Alzheimer's? You got a book where you can go, oh, no, she's not taking that anymore. Dr. Jones stopped that on December 3rd for this reason. So it's a great tool for patients and then for caregivers that have to come in later. So it is available on my website, www.mymedicaljourney.shop, S-H-O-P, and it's also available through my main website, www.drkelly.com, and that's D-O-C-T-O-R-K-E-L-L-E.
Wow. And, my
father, he's in the rehab right now.
Actually, had some stroke-like symptoms recently. And one of the things that we didn't know
that they needed in order to do an MRI is an implant card if you have had any type of implant.
Right.
So, we're looking for it.
Yep.
And we haven't had that MRI, so that is so crucial. That is very important. And I need that book. Is there space for cards and medical information like that? Because he names and lists all of his pills. He knows all of that. But those things like cards and medical cards that we don't have, and then you end up having to wait on an MRI.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And it's stuff that's just, I mean, we've seen it all. I've seen people who pull things out of the bottom of their purse. There's gum on it. You know, it's gotten wet. So, you know, stuff is smeared. You can't really tell what's what. I've had patients describe pills to me, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, they'll say, it's a white pill. And I'm like, there's a million white pills. That's not going to work. So that's really where the journal came from, was me wanting to empower our patients to do better, to know more, to be held accountable, because you can't expect your doctor to do everything. It's a two-way street. It should be where both people are buying in. And so that's essentially where it came from.
Awesome. Well, I can tell you, right now, that a few years ago, I couldn't use that because, Kelly, today would have been my mother's 63rd birthday. But we were pretty organized when it came to knowing all of her prescriptions, what she needs to do. That's because I'm pretty organized.
Yeah.
And so is she.
So was she.
So you know that I always tune into your Facebook Live where you do your segment called Self-Care Saturday,
yes.
And I share it. And I know this is Sunday, but what advice would you give to our listening audience to have kind of a Self-Care Saturday vibe to it?
Absolutely. So a lot of the times I do a segment called Self-Care Saturday. Sometimes it becomes Self-Care Sunday, depending on how crazy my schedule is. But really, that segment is focused on empowering people to take care of themselves, because we get so bogged down, we get so inundated in caring for others or in the business of life, and we forget to take care of ourselves. And so I try to remind people, myself included, that can look like anything. That might be meditation for some. That might be working out for others. It might be watching your diet. It may be any number of things. We all know what we could do better, a better job of. And so in the climate that we're in now, I think politically and with all the civil unrest, I would say for people to protect their peace. And so I know it's very hard because we are attached literally to our phones. We use them for everything. They're a wonderful tool. They're very convenient. I grocery shop with my phone. Like, I mean, everything is done with my phone. I can do anything. I can send money. I can buy things. I mean, I do everything with it. And as much of a blessing as it is, it can also be a curse, because we're instantaneously given information, whether that's good or bad. If an earthquake happens halfway around the world, it used to be you had to wait some time before you even found out about it. We know instantaneously everything that happens. And I think sometimes that gets to be a lot. It's a lot to carry, a lot to bear. And whether your news outlet of choice is CNN or Fox or MSNBC or whatever, any of that stuff, they are constantly inundating you with information. And so I think we just have to be very conscious and very careful about being constantly plugged in. And so, like I said, it's to the point now where we just don't know how to unplug. We don't know how to walk away and say, I'm not watching today, I'm not listening today. And next thing you know, you're in front of the TV for 4 or 5 hours, and you're just sucking it in. And it's on the TV, it's on your phone, it's everywhere. And so if you're not careful, you'll look up and you're stressed about everything. Your shoulders are up here, and you don't even know why. You're like, what happened? Yeah. And so a lot of that is just because we get so many inputs, you know, and our brains are not even equipped to handle the amount of negative energy that our psyches have been taking in over the last couple of years. Like, that stuff's just not normal. And so we just have to remember to disconnect. It's okay to, like, not get Facebook alerts every 5 minutes. It's okay. Turn your phone off. Take 45 minutes to breathe. Take time to pray, to read, to meditate, to work out, whatever. And give your brain some space to just be. You know what I'm saying? Just to be. So that would be my self-care tip. Is to remember that I call it your star player, right? It's you. Remember you. People get so caught up in being somebody's mom, somebody's dad, you know, somebody's daughter, you are responsible to you first.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
That do not disturb button is a blessing too.
Yes, it is. Yes, indeed it is. Yes.
Boundaries.
Yes.
Well, yes. I think our world is very litigious. We like to have everything going on all at the same time. And it's really, really important to set boundaries with people,
mm-hmm.
places, and things.
Yep. Yep. I actually did a live about that a couple of months ago about setting boundaries. You have to. You have to set boundaries, even with people you love. We all have that person or those people who you love to death. You walk across broken glass for them, but I swear, like, at the end of the conversation, you're just like, I'm done. Like, I can't even do anything else because they've tapped you in every possible way. And so sometimes you have to just be not available, and that is okay. We have to give ourselves permission to not be available to everything all the time.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Kelly, we're so excited that you joined us on this evening. Where can our listeners reach out to you online as well as social media?
Sure. I am on social media as Dr. Kelly, DOCTORKELLELE. I am on every outlet, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, even TikTok. I'm everywhere as Dr. Kelly. Child, when you're out here, you're out here. I haven't been on, I haven't done anything on TikTok yet, but my biggest presence is on Facebook and on Instagram. So I'm on both, pretty much every outlet. You can also email me at info@drkelly.com. That's DOCTORKELLELE. My website is www.drkelly.com. See, there's a theme here. Everything's Dr. Kelly. When all else fails.
Branded.
That's right. Everything is Dr. Kelly. So email me, and I will be more than happy to respond. Thank you guys so much for the invitation.
You are so welcome.
You are a resident on this show. So whenever we meet you, we will call.
Let me know.
All right. Have a good evening, Dr. Kim.
Bye-bye. Nice to meet you, Thor.
Okay, nice to see you. You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand New Day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. The number is 563-999-3456. We have another amazing guest who is just waiting and bubbling over to speak with us on today. Her name is Venezuela Williams. She is a coach, she's a speaker, she's an author, change agent, and an HR professional. Let's welcome Venezuela Williams to the Brand New Day family. Good evening. Good evening. We're so glad to have you on this evening. So let's just dive right on in. Tell us, our listening audience, a little bit more about yourself. We just gave them a snapshot.
Well and New Breed with Not Forgotten, and you're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversational radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here with Deanne Lax on We Talk Radio. We're here with coach, speaker, author, change agent, and HR professional, Dennis Rayla Williams. We're so excited to have you. So, okay, so we're going to dive right on in. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I think you've already kind of done the introduction, but I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm an author, I'm a coach. I've been an HR practitioner for over 2 decades. I'm known for creating spaces to have authentic, open coaching conversations and dialogue by mentoring and sponsoring to help transition, to help people nurture their narrative. So I'm excited about being here with you all today, whether it's helping them into their workforce or helping them in their personal life. That's what I'm here for. And so I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you today.
All right. Well, y'all, I just want to let y'all know that Wayla is awesome, my cousin.
Yes.
So how do you balance being a parallel entrepreneur, working a 9-to-5 and being an entrepreneur?
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, Deanne, it is tough, right? There's always something that's coming at you. I know last year was totally crazy because, of course, at work, you know, trying to transition with helping change management with all the people leaders that I work with and with COVID and civil unrest, all those things. And so you have to always pivot. And so I think I've always done that, but last year definitely had to pivot a lot. And so really just looking at how do I make sure that when I get home, everything from work cuts off, so I can really have that family time. So you got to do that. And then you have to have that self-care time with yourself, right? Or maybe it's just a cup of tea and just kind of having a moment. I know I'm an introvert at heart. And so by the time I get home, I am like literally tired. And so you just got to be able to have that balance and be able to pivot when people need your help.
That is so true, because with me being a parallelpreneur myself, I'm an educator as well as a whole bunch of other things that we're going to get into right now. So this is about you, not about me. So, Venezuela, you've written a book entitled ABC Legacy Planner. Tell us more about
it. Sure, yes, I did. So it's been out for probably about a year now. And the inspiration, it came from my grandfather. He passed away 2 years ago. And really, it took a chamber of my heart when he left here. This earth. And so I really wanted to do something that gave back and gave to what he taught us when we were little girls. And so it's really a 10-day planner because they say it takes 10 days to create a pattern, right? And so it gives like a lot of different goals in there, from always giving praises, being thankful for who you are and what you have, and really being able to celebrate you. And that's where the self-care comes in. But it has quarterly acquisitions in there. It's got educational funds. How do you create that wealth for your children? How do you take care of your life insurance? Think about all the people that we have lost this year, and really did they have a life insurance? And I've seen that throughout my time. And then there's some Bible study time, because he always did that on Saturday, where he sat in his chair in the corner, and he used to read his Bible and talk to us about it. And so it was really inspired by him, and it is available out there on Amazon.
Okay. So as a coach and a change agent, how do you propel others to nurture their narrative?
So that's a good question. You know, I really always try to have a conversation with people just to really find out what's going on with them. And I really try to tell them, you know, don't allow people to rob who you are and what your next is. And so you really have to get those negative thoughts out and really dictate how you're going to move to your next. And sometimes, and I will tell you, sis, and even the brothers that are listening out there, stop letting people, other places, other things, stop them from getting your blessings. And so you're worth it. And so that's what I tell people all the time. You've got to find out who you are and whose you are. I know who that is. And so you really got to be able to nurture what that looks like and look at those different things that's going to be able to help you. One of my friends, a good friend of mine, his name is Brandon Jordan, he once told me, just because people are clapping doesn't mean that they're clapping for you. Yes. And I find that to be so true on so many levels, right? Because just because they like your post or just because they love your post right on Instagram because that's the little heart doesn't mean that they really love it. It's sometimes they're doing it because they want everything that you're doing, right? And you got to be able to see that. And we must get better at supporting each other in their season because your season is coming. And so sometimes just because they're clapping doesn't mean that they're clapping for you, and that's okay. You keep moving because God made all of us perfect, and he made all of us with a purpose, and we got to find out what that is. And that's how I help people nurture their narrative.
That's so true. That's so true. And knowing your grandfather, he was an awesome man.
Yes.
And so what other projects do you have on the horizon? Is there anything else you can discuss that's big?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for asking that. I am a part of an anthropology that's coming out with some amazing women, and it's led by Paula Johnson Hutchinson, and she's just done a great body of work, and so we're excited. The book is called The Journey of the Sisterhood to Purpose, and so that's going to be coming out, and we're going to be number one on Amazon, so we're looking for that to happen. I'm talking that into fruition for all of the amazing women that's on the project with me, so that's coming out very soon. And then here this week, last week on Martin Luther King's Day, I was on a podcast. It's called Power Lift. Miss Phyllis Bird Jenkins, she asked me to be on there, and it was some powerful conversation that we have. So that's going to be coming out this week. So you can look for that on my website, and she'll have it on her Facebook page as well. And then my other cousin, and you probably already heard this, Deanne, my other cousin, Robert McGee, he is the CEO of Dorp One Project. He's coming out with some amazing things there in Shreveport, Louisiana, so that he can be able to help kids really get into the media. And so I just wanted to give him a shout-out as well. He's got some great things coming, and I'm so excited for him. And that's what we do. You know, that's what we have to do. We've got to make sure that we're giving everybody else that praise as well, and that's how we're going to get the fruition of what we have. And then I have some ebooks, some affirmation cards, and some courses that will be coming out soon out on my website.
Oh, wow.
So I'm excited about those. Yeah.
We'll have to get there in March
because
we have some big Women's Month things coming up. So
absolutely.
Look forward to that.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, definitely. Well, Venezuela. We are so excited that you joined us on this evening. Thank you so much for being here. You're always welcome here on a brand new day. Where can our listeners reach out to you online as well as social media?
Absolutely. So I do have a website. It's VenezuelaWilliams.com. It's Venezuela, just like the country, VenezuelaWilliams.com. I am also on Instagram as Venezuela's Vault because I have a lot of things in my vault that's shifting so that they can be able to help people. And then on Facebook, it's the ABC Legacy Planner as well as Venezuela's Vault. So please go out and follow me, go to my website and be able to come out so that we can talk. We can do some 101s or whatever I need to do to help help your listeners out. So I'm excited about that.
Well, that's amazing. And make sure you join us again. Deanne is my extended family, so you're my extended family too. So we're just all one big happy family. Thank you again so much for having us tonight. And we hope you have a great evening.
You do the same. Thank you all so much for having me. Have a great one.
Thank you.
You
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're tuned into the best of inspirational music and conversation radio. Brand new day with Emily Blue right here on We Talk Radio. We're going to go back up to our special segment called the Live Smart segment because this is really, really important. It's very important. We want to talk to you about journaling to reduce stress. According to www.verywellmind.com, journaling generally involves the practice of keeping a diary or a journal, right? That explores feelings surrounding events in your life. And there are several different ways to do this. Journaling as a stress management and self-exploration tool works best when done consistently,
but even occasionally, sporadically, journaling can stress relieve you when you practice on focusing on gratitude and emotional processing. I can speak from experience because I started at a very early age doing journaling, and it's very helpful. If you can find a pre-made journal, or you can create one for yourself and just put various topics. I promise you, you won't write away your pain, but it will help you. Even if you're in therapy, it will help you to brainstorm and work through the different things that your counselor and you talk about, or the things that are just in your head. Sometimes it's just good to get stuff out of your head, because when we have things in our head, it wants to take up space and take up residence. And so this week I'll be posting a few things on the website, as well as on, not the website, but on the Facebook page. And I'll post some things on Instagram to help just kind of promote journaling as a tool to relieve stress. It's a good tool for your mental and emotional health. That's our Live Smart segment. And now we have our amazing Deanne with our Fearless Family segment.
The narrative are controlling, well, I'm going to say controlling the narrative. So this week, today, I'm talking about controlling the narrative. This week has been an exciting week of transition for our country, for our world, for our families. There were a lot of historical highs and lows this month, but through it all, as parents in our homes, we have the ability to control the narrative for the future for our children. This week, I want you to consider what that looks like. We live in a society that can have negative implications on our families, but do you seek a world that is more loving, more kind, more just? Matthew 6:33 tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. This week, let's gather our children, open up the word of God, pray, and build opportunities together that reflect what God wants you all to do as you work with him for his kingdom. On our website this week, later this week, we'll be posting about world-changing opportunities for you and your family so that you can control the narrative in your household. That's our Fearless Family segment.
You're listening to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. This was an amazing, amazing show, right, Deanne? Absolutely amazing. And that was an amazing Fearless Family segment. And we're just so blessed to have such amazing listeners, an amazing audience, amazing staff that helps us make it through this show each and every Sunday. So we thank you, the listeners, and we thank our production team for always getting us through and pushing us out to help us to shine. Well, unfortunately, we have reached the end of our show. Remember to tune in to the Shine Lord Radio Show at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and all of our other shows throughout the week on the We Talk Radio Network. Also, We Talk Radio has a brand new website. Yes, a brand new website. See all of the latest updates by logging on to www.wetalkradio.com. Again, that is www.wetalkradio.com. Also, the network has social media platforms everywhere. You can find these social media platforms at We Talk Radio. If you just put in We Talk Radio, you'll find the network and all of its wonderful, amazing content. We would love to hear from you. Please email us your questions and comments at eblue@wetalkradio.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on Brand New Day
and Rearing Royalty, and keep the conversation going. Tell us how you plan to become a healthy, wealthy you in 2021. So let's recap. Our Fresh Start segment was Celebrate the Shift. Our Renewed Heart segment was The Missing Piece. Our Live Smart segment was Journaling to Reduce Stress. And our Fearless Family segment was Control the Narrative. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Lord, for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall, we choose and will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for being the center of our joy. We ask you to cover us throughout this week, that we can do amazing and awesome things, and that we can, in doing it, give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We would like to leave you with an inspirational quote from Maxime Legace. The more you understand yourself, the more silence there is, the healthier you are. Thank you again for tuning in to the best of inspirational music and conversation radio, Brand New Day with Emily Blue, right here on We Talk Radio. Here's Jonathan McReynolds with I'm Not Lucky, I'm Loved.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. 'Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. But I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I see more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come. Father's heart, not the sky, not chance, but truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
my lucky star, 'cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.